Iraqi expatriates began casting ballots today at polling stations around the world. In the U.S., they are voting through the weekend in Detroit, Nashville, Chicago, Irvine, California, and New Carrollton, Maryland. Michelle visited the voting site in Maryland this morning and found a sense of excitement tinged by disappointment.
The New Carrollton Ramada Inn is a beehive of activity. Police cruisers and security officers are everywhere, and camera crews are packed into a parking lot across the street. And in this crowd, a trickle of Iraqi expatriates have come to make history.
Oh, this means everything right now. I feel very glad for that things.
Fadil El-Oibidi beams with pride.
I didn't sleep last night. I came directly right here. I'm going to be first one. But maybe people, they came before me. I didn't get to the first.
Expatriates have come from all over the Northeast, wearing flannel shirts and fur coats, and in most cases, broad smiles. Though by mid-morning, things are still moving slowly. An army of poll workers and the teeming press corps vastly outnumber voters.
You'll need to vote for just one party. Just check off the box.
Hardeen Nuri, a truck driver from Falls Church, Virginia, is surrounded by a gaggle of clicking cameras as he slips a folded ballot in a box and pumps his arms up in the air. I am very lucky and I'm very glad because I'm free. I voted for a new government to make my country free. Shahib Shama has lived in America for 30 years. He delayed a flight today so he could vote.
I'm really doing it partly for myself, and partly I feel that I'm doing it for somebody who cannot do it over there.
Shama grew up in Baghdad and now lives in Washington, D.C. He's a professor of biomedical engineering at the University of Maryland. While he speaks, his eyes keep darting down to his hand and his pointer finger covered in bright purple indelible ink. It's a security measure to prevent anyone from voting more than once.
This will be with you for a few days. Your
yes.
finger will, that ink is going to stay on your finger for a while.
Yes,
what is that going to mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot, yes. Although I don't like the thought as to why they do that back home, but because, you know, I'm thinking the whole time when I was putting my fingers that somebody in Iraq is doing that and they have to hide their hands. Because some insurgents are going to try to come and kill them. And it's indelible ink, and that is one big problem they have in Iraq.
Outside of Iraq, participation in the elections fell short of expectations. In the U.S., only 10% of eligible Iraqis have registered. Roger Bryant, with the Iraq Out-of-Country Voting Program, acknowledges that the process is less than perfect.
This is a limited program. And the penalties of running a limited program were understood and accepted. And of course, the major penalties is that a lot of people will find it difficult to vote.
In a parking lot across from the polling place, music blares from speakers on top of a black sedan.
You've got quite a setup here. What's going on?
I brought a big recorder for make a party here.
You've got two speakers set up here on the car.
Those speakers make a party here because I called a couple friends to come here to show to whole world we are happy.
Kazim Wormziari is a mechanic from Fairfax, Virginia. He's 24. Despite his festive mood, he wonders why he's come to vote in Maryland, of all places, and also why there are only 5 polling centers in the U.S.
Most of the Iraqi people, they live in Virginia. Why they didn't put in Virginia station? Why they didn't put station in D.C.? They put just 5 station in whole United States. That's wrong.
Many here were surprised that more Iraqis did not register to vote. It was thought that Iraqis who had tasted democracy on distant shores would lead the way. But throughout this day, at this polling place, voting was steady but slow.